the biggest lesson of all of this is it doesn't go away overnight. I'm such a checklist person and I'm so not a fan of the journey. I mean, the end result, I've been shifting that and realizing that all of this is a journey, and the journey in that sense doesn't end, and that doesn't make it a bad thing, and to learn to just take the strides as they come. As difficult as that is sometimes when you're in that moment, I think we've had so many conversations where even giving grace to yourself in these moments of, oh, I'm not where I want to be yet, and just taking the wins, even as minor as you might see them, because for me, I have such high expectations of myself that it was impossible to live up to and to be happy in the day to day.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in. All right, ladies. So we are on with Julie Fawcett, who is one of my longtime clients / become friend. I feel like if you've been a one-on-one client with me for long enough, I mean, I talk to you a lot. So
yeah,
at some point, we have to decide that we actually get along past like client-coach relationship, maybe. But
yep.
Let's talk about you. You're actually on the other side of the earth, kind of, literally, one of my international clients. So what do you do? Why did you come work with me? Tell us what you're comfortable with, what you're not comfortable with. Don't feel like you need to share.
Well, I'm in Amsterdam. So to give kind of a perspective on the internationalness there, except I'm originally from Canada. So why did I find you and need you? I basically came into this journey because I was at a point in my life where I was so tired, so exhausted, you know, my cycles were not regular, experiencing mass pain, which, you know, discovering also through your channels and your podcast was like, this is not normal. This is not how one should be living their life. I really realized through the exhaustion, like some days it was so bad, I had no energy to, you know, even get up and go out. So weekends were just a complete crash, that I needed to really focus on my health.
Mm-hmm. I remember when we first started working together, it really was a while ago. Wasn't it like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Because we worked together and then we separated. No, we finished the program and then you came back for a different reason. But I remember when we first started tracking your cycles, you were like, I am not ovulating. Like,
yes,
because you had very regular bleeds. Well, not regular, but you had bleeds on and off. But it turns out there was just no ovulation. We're like, oh, well, there's a very big culprit as to
a pretty key player. Which I didn't even know. But that was the other thing of this whole journey that was just so shocking, is the amount of things that I did not know about the female body. And I am 31 now. And it's like looking back, had I just had that information, I wonder what things could have been. So, you know, your whole education in this space has been monumental to my life in that sense.
Yeah. It's so interesting how we can grow up as women, right? Like literally live in this body, but just all of the education that we get is just not very useful for actually living well in this body.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the complexities that, and I know you've said this before on another one of your podcasts too, is just the things that have not been researched with the female body. And I mean, the cycle and the space that only now scientists are starting to tap into, and, you know, the different supplements throughout the different weeks. And, you know, I got onto the mushrooms and the different elements and the seed cycling, which has really helped. But yeah, I was not aware of any of it.
Yeah. I think that energy is a really big one that can kind of like spur people to finally take action, because if you don't have energy, you can't work, right?
Yep. Like, you can't show up for work. And you have a very, at the time I didn't know that, but now I do. You have a very, like, I'm going to go with stressful job.
Yeah. So anybody listening, I am working in a fintech firm on the risk side of things. So it is never a dull moment. And there's always chaos or some incident or people to work with.
Yeah. And you need energy. You need energy. Yeah. So, like, what was the turning point for you as you were going through things of like, oh, wow, this is actually working. Like, I actually feel better. I want to keep doing this.
The biggest thing, because it was different things, right? Like, and it came in stages. I think that was also one of the biggest learning growth things that I had to experience is that this comes in stages. And some things work for you and some things don't. And then we would tweak it. And then you kind of wait to see the effects. But for me, there's a few turning points where I was like, oh, wow, this made a massive difference. That was the eating clean, right? Like cutting out different items here that I didn't realize were impacting my gut health so much. So when we did that whole month of no coffee, no dairy, no bread, then that was, I would say, the absolute biggest impact. It was after the next month from just doing that, I had a painless period. So that was huge.
Yeah. When those foods, like if you're someone, for example, that like is really like doesn't digest dairy well, like that you can see a very fast impact in terms of cycles. With that, I remember thinking back, I remember you saying, I miss carbs so much. And I was like,
I know.
Aren't you eating them? I was like, I'm looking at your plate and you're eating carbs. And you're like, no, I mean bread. Like bread is carb. If I'm not eating bread, I'm not eating carbs.
Yep. I've now even gotten on my husband because, as you know, he'll make the food most times. He loves being the chef. But now he'll be like, no carbs. And I'm like, you mean no bread?
Yeah. We have to differentiate those because we need carbs. Carbs are good. They're good for our thyroid. We need them. All good things there. So what has been – was there something that was really hard to implement that you were like, this is like pulling teeth?
Okay. For me and my busy schedule, where, you know, I'm not the best at listening to the first alarm clock, so I'm more of the type where I'll sleep into the last second that I have to just get some shut-eye, and then kind of rushing out the door and remembering to take that one, you know, supplement in the morning versus like two in the evening, or add the powder here and not here. It adds up. It's almost like you need a little lunchbox for work with the supplements or things, and then, you know, really.
Yeah. You guys know that you can actually make your caffeine intake of the day give you glowier skin, and that is exactly what matcha is going to do for you. Now, don't turn it off yet, because let me tell you, I used to hate matcha. I thought it tasted like grass. And about, I would say 2.5 years ago, I tried Peak Matcha, and they actually have ceremonial grade matcha, which, to be honest, I had tried other brands before, still thought they tasted like grass. But I tried the Peak Sun Goddess Matcha Tea, and it is so good. It is so, so, so good. It does not taste like grass. It is very subtle and kind of almost, I would say, slightly sweet. And I've always wanted to like matcha because of the benefits, but I wasn't going to drink something that tasted disgusting. So when I came across Peak, that's the matcha that I've been living my best life with. But it actually can play a massive role in supporting your skin. So Peak actually has the Radiant Skin Duo, which comes with matcha and their BT Fountain Beauty Electrolyte. And I want to share how this is going to literally change the game for you. Okay, so matcha, the main reason why I wanted to start drinking it and loving it was because it actually has L-theanine in it. So that promotes calm and balance. So if you're somebody that has skin issues, especially related to stress, this is going to be a good caffeine support for you. But a lot of people who get anxiety or just stress from caffeine in general, they're going to really like matcha. It has chlorophyll, which supports skin clarity, EGCG, which firms and brightens your skin. But you guys know I really care about testing, and Peak is very, very transparent. And their matcha is 100% organic, ceremonial grade, and quadruple toxin screened. That means that they're testing for mycotoxins, they're testing for pesticides, they're testing for heavy metals. And then same thing with their BT Fountain Beauty Electrolyte. It has testing in there to make sure it doesn't have heavy metals, doesn't have mycotoxins, doesn't have the pesticides, which is really important. The citric acid in there is sourced typically from most companies from corn, but from Peak, it's actually sourced from fermented cassava root. And so it's 100% allergen free, which I think, again, I love the transparency. But you guys, this isn't just an electrolyte. It actually has clinically proven ceramides to improve skin elasticity and hyaluronic acid to support that youthful glow. But it tastes phenomenal. It tastes so, so good. It kind of reminds me of a tangy pink lemonade almost. It's phenomenal. You guys will be obsessed with the taste. And you can actually get 20% off both of them, off the Radiant Skin Duo, plus the free starter kit. You just have to go through this link, okay? There's no code. You have to go through the link. Just go to peaklife.com/BHN. So that's going to be PIQUELIFE.com/BHN to claim your duo.
Yeah, when you have to take something on an empty stomach, it is can be tricky because it's like, okay, how am I going to work this through? Most supplements are nice because they can be taken with food and it's, you know, simple. But if you have to kill off a bug or something yep. like that, often it needs to be on an empty stomach. You were always really good about, you would whine about it. You'd be like, I hate this. This is not fun. I just wanted to tell you this, but I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
When it came to like nutrition and just like sitting down and eating and having a meal and not like always being on the run with your food and always just grabbing whatever, you know, like taking that time to have more intentional nourishment with your food and slowing down in that aspect of food. I know you did it. You are definitely going to the category of like, I will whine about this, but I understand it's good. So I will do it. And then eventually I'll come back and say it was worth it. But I know that one was really tricky for you, was just slowing down with your food.
Yeah. Slowing down in general, I think, key factor. But yeah, I'm more conscious of it now, which I think is a first step with all of these things. It's hard to get into the space where, you know, you've been operating in such a pattern that breaking that pattern is also sometimes exhausting because you need to bring the subconscious into the conscious decisions. And so that was a big hurdle. I'm going to say like bringing those to the forefront of my decisions and breaking patterns and giving time and space. But I noticed the impact as well, even in my stress levels, if you just, you know, slow down and eat the food properly, and then gut health in general, not feeling bloated as much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. And then what I actually would really like to talk about a little bit more, because we don't often talk about it, is the nervous system like portion. Because, you know, we worked together for 4 months about 2 years ago. And then you were doing amazing, all the lovely things. And then you came back specifically for nervous system. You were like, I am stressed all the time. Mm-hmm. And so what kind of made you take that step of like, I actually would like to do something with my stress and not be stressed all the time? Like, why did you want to do that? Because most people, it's like, you are highly productive with your stress. Like, you would definitely go into the category of someone that's like, I'm highly functioning anxious about things. Like, you get stuff done, you get it done fast, and you get it done well. So what made you be like, well, maybe there's a better way?
Well, through a series of events in my life, I realized that I was operating on, well, I think this whole journey of like, let's start with nutrition. Okay, let's not feel so tired. Let's get to the, you know, forefront of some energy to do some more things. But then in that space, I was like, but is that actually fixing the root problem here? Because I've always been in a like fight or flight stage, right? But the fight stage of my life with everything. And I was like, I'm realizing also from these tests we were doing that my cortisol levels are shot. Like my body is just, I got into a space where my body was giving me energy based off of the stress, right? And I realized I don't want to be operating this way. I would much rather be operating in a, you know, healthy, normal state without having my body go immediately into stress mode to give me energy.
Yeah. And we just feed off of adrenaline. So it's kind of hard to like break that cycle, you know? Yeah. And so can you give us a little background of like what that would look like for you when you were like, when we first started working together, like how was the stress and like worrying about everything and what we commonly call like people pleasing, like how was that impacting you like day to day?
So I've even done homework for myself over the months of where exactly was that impact, the people pleasing side of me, or, you know, just the putting my needs behind and just dealing with things. And it came out in work. It came out in the way that I was boss, even a manager, you know, picking up for other people where, you know, it's not helping long-term even sustainability with the team. It came out with my relationship with my husband. It comes out with my relationship with my friends, you know, being in a stage where, how many times did I have a discussion with you and say like, I want to say no, but I'm afraid to say no, you know? So it impacted absolutely everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even we talked about this on our last call, like our first couple calls, because you are not new, like what we were doing was not therapy. It's not even remotely close to therapy, but you have spent a lot of time in that space. You spend a lot of time talking. You spend a lot of time like working on yourself. And so coming into like a little bit different aspect of like, how are we actually going to regulate the nervous system? How are we going to rewire these patterns and like create an interrupt into how our body responds? And on our first couple of calls, like you always talked very fast. It was like everything was very fast and everything was a definite no. That's not safe. I'm not comfortable with that. No. And it was like, okay, let's just work with where we're at, where we're shifting. And every time we worked on a different topic and a different subject, it got better and better. But the biggest thing for you, I felt like, was teaching your nervous system that you were safe.
Yeah, 100%.
Mushroom cycle syncing to help support hormone balance is really becoming a hot topic. If you haven't listened to episode 173, where we do a deep dive in how you can use cycle syncing with mushrooms to help support balancing hormones naturally, I highly recommend you go listen to that. It was such an incredible episode and you'll learn so much. But I want to tell you how I use this in my follicular and ovulatory phase. So you guys know I use Aversio Wellness mushrooms. I will never use any other mushrooms and neither will you once you try them, because you'll notice such a difference so quickly that you will know that they're doing everything they're supposed to do and you will be obsessed and you will love them. But anyways, for my follicular and ovulatory phase, I use their Awaken set. So if you go on their website, Aversio Wellness, you go to the sets, you'll see the Awaken set. And this one you take for, about 2 weeks, follicular and ovulatory phase. And when I first started this, I was committed to giving it the full 3 cycles to seeing a difference before I said, okay, cycle syncing with mushrooms works or it doesn't work. Well, my first cycle using this, my follicular and ovulatory phase, you know, all of those follicular and ovulatory vibes, like more creativity, more energy, it was like they were supercharged. That first cycle, I noticed that difference. So I take the Awaken blend from this set. It's the yellow one. It has the cordyceps, the turkey tail, and the lion's mane.
So it's helping with focus, it's helping with immune system, it's helping with energy, it's helping with my body's ATP, it's helping support egg quality. So all around wins. And then at lunchtime, I take their Protect Now, which is the teal bottle that has chaga. And that's so amazing for your gut health. It's so amazing for helping support blood sugar balance. It's an amazing antioxidant. I mean, what a good one to have in this phase. And then at nighttime or dinner time, I take the lion's mane. Now, this is for brain health. It also supports focus. So I'm definitely doing a little bit more work in that phase. So I definitely wanted that at nighttime, but it also helps you detox at nighttime. So this is going to be great for helping support your brain detoxing at nighttime. So they all come in glass bottles when you buy them in that set, which is great. You guys know how I love glass bottles. But then when you want to refill, actually, you can go on their site and they have a great refill system and they will actually send you a refill in pouches that are 100% home compostable, which is a really hard word to say. I don't know why. So that is amazing. So you just have your glass jar. Don't throw it away. Go on their site, order the pouch for the refill. And then when it comes in, just take the pouch. Go ahead and put it into your jar so it can look nice and pretty on your countertop. And then they're 100% home compostable. So that's amazing. Go to eversiowellness.com, E-V-E-R-S-I-O wellness.com. Their sets are 10% off. So the Awaken set, you can get 10% off. And then you can stack that, my dears, with the code Leah, L-E-A-H, to save an extra 15%, which is incredibly generous. So Awaken set and use the code Leah, L-E-A-H, to save an extra 15% on any products at Eversio Wellness.
Yeah.
It's still a journey in that sense. I don't think that's the biggest lesson of all of this is it doesn't go away overnight. I thought stepping into this journey, because I'm such a like checklist person and I'm so not a fan of the journey. I'm like, yeah. Give me the end result.
Yeah.
I've been shifting that, you know, even that perspective and realizing that all of this is a journey and the journey in that sense doesn't end and that doesn't make it a bad thing and to learn to just take the strides as they come, as difficult as that is sometimes when you're in that moment, right? I think we've had so many conversations where even like giving grace to yourself in these moments of, oh, I'm not where I want to be yet, you know, and just taking the wins, even as minor as you might see them, because for me, I have such high expectations of myself that it's impossible to live up to and to be happy in the day to day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure even how to like express this to people, but like the transformation in your nervous system was cool to watch. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm an outsider because like I was involved in it, but I was like an outsider because it wasn't me doing the work. And what I just really want to kind of break down for people, and then you can dive into it, is that it wasn't that you weren't successful in life. Like you were, but you were stressed. And you would want everybody else to get everything that they needed at the detriment of you. So like you were the one that's like, I'm tired all the time because I'm literally pouring from an empty cup. I have to make myself small in these areas so this person doesn't feel bad about themselves. And even with your book that you have coming out, like when you were first telling me about it, I was like, oh, that's so cool. When are you going to get that published? And you go, never. I'm like, oh, like it was such a definitive, I will never publish this. And I made a note in my notes at that point that you will probably publish this book by the end if that is something that you want to do, yeah, because it was an important project. And when you can start shifting your nervous system to get out of that fight where everybody is not the enemy, but also at the same time, neither are you, but you can start creating that safety around saying no, creating that safety around protecting your space. And you become more confident because like you are very steady in what your belief is, but you start to be able to say yes to the things that you want to do because you aren't being plowed over by doing all of the things that you don't want to do anymore. I mean, you started taking sailing lessons and I want to say deep sea fishing, but you weren't fishing. You're just deep sea diving.
Yeah.
Like all these fun things, because now you have that time and also the priority to do that. So can you walk me through a little bit about what that, as you made those shifts, like, was there ever a time when you were like, wow, I'm just not as stressed, or wow, I handled that better? Like, was there ever a moment when you had that realization, or was it just kind of steady over time that you noticed it encapsulating?
It was moments when I noticed it, and I'm going to use as an example yesterday. Mm-hmm. We just went over our fourth, right, HTMA mm-hmm. test.
Yeah.
And okay, we're still working through, there's been progress in different areas. Still, maybe, you know, I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, not as much as I want. But then I took a step back and then I was like, but if I actually look back at these last few months, I've taken on more in work. I've taken on more socially. I've taken on more with my like personal extracurriculars and whatnot. And, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do that a year ago without the stress being so much higher. And that would have come out on the test results. So even that, I was like, I will take this as an opportunity to see that as huge progress. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 100%. Even I remember any time there was like even a function you'd have to go to or, you know, adding something on for work, it was like a mental battle for you for a while of being like, yes, no, no, I don't want to do this. This makes me miserable, but I don't know how to tell this person this. And then eventually I would get the messages of like, okay, so I had this moment and it was a little bit uncomfortable, but guess what? I said no.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, yes. That's what we need. Did you notice a shift at all with like friends or your husband or anything like that? Or is it mostly, because we mostly were working on work, but it can kind of shift into other areas of your life?
I think the biggest realization there, because it comes from safety, right? In this case of like not putting myself first or not being able to say no or picking up other people's slack and or not wanting to have the difficult conversations and letting people know how I actually feel, just keeping my safe little bubble and not rocking the boat and being the social chameleon and et cetera, et cetera. What I realized though, stepping into, because we took it in strides, right? We would have little pieces of homework to do and to go out into the world and to try, you know, saying no to this or have this conversation and try this piece. And it almost became a game, mm-hmm. right? Kind of seeing how to handle situations and moments and events that piece by piece with all the small moments that added up and just practicing different events or opportunities and moments, you know, I would take a conscious moment after each event or interaction and be like, it was safe. It was fine. Yeah. It was good. So the irony there is that no, my relationships didn't shift the way I thought they would. And perhaps they're even better now because, you know, people get to see the real me or the real response and maybe not so different for them, but nice for me. So it's shifted that.
Yeah, which shows up in your health. Like, I think when we think about brain rewiring and nervous system support, it's really just about unlearning all of these patterns that have kept us safe up until this point, you know, and it's really different for everyone. Like, for some people, it's like the pattern of like losing 5 pounds and gaining 10. Like, that's always been their pattern, right? And so then we would have to flip the pattern. We have to rewire that comfort zone that has created that is safe. Or, you know, maybe it's I stick to something for a week and then I jump off the bandwagon. Like, that's where brain rewiring is cool, is because that neuroplasticity exists, which means you can change things like if you want to. And I think that was honestly probably the coolest part to watch, is just how, like, you obviously wanted this, like, you signed up, we're like, let's go. But then in the beginning, like, so resistant, because that was your safety mechanism to making a change. Like, that's impossible. I can't do that. So it was, how can we make these steps safe as they go on? And are you publishing your book?
Yeah. So I'm actually right now, the editor is going through the process. We just had our first follow-up call. So we'll go through the next few months of what that actually looked like. But I'm very excited. Yeah. The book in and of itself for me is a launch forward, right? And also being my true authentic self. And it brings in portions of this health journey.
Yeah. I think it's so cool. I almost fell off my chair because you didn't even tell me you were like talking to an editor. It just was like, hey, guess what?
I didn't tell you that part yet.
Well, you did like after the part was done.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, you were thinking about it. It was just like, oh, I sent my book off to an editor. And I was like, wait, I have that in my notes. I said you were going to do that. I love it. I think it's, I just think it's so important. Like, you don't have to be having anxiety attacks to like want to do brain rewiring. You know, it's just that you know that you could do better. You could feel better. You could handle things better. You could be more calm, cool, and collected. You could show up as your best self instead of constantly feeling like there's this barrier. And then that in turn, like, impacts your health. Even like, you know, because like if we're not stressed all the time, our health can flourish.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So this whole journey has been so incremental, but really the biggest piece and the realization was just it's the journey. Enjoy the journey.
Mm-hmm. All of the little steps. Yeah. So is there anything that you would like to say to somebody who's on the other end? Because I feel like you are the embodiment of a virtual client, because like you are literally on the other side of the world. I mean, there's like a 6-hour difference whenever we would set up our calls. So what would you say to that person that's like, okay, I know there's something better. I know I could have more energy. I know I could feel calmer. Like, I feel like you can speak to multiple aspects because we've worked on multiple aspects together.
Mm-hmm. What would I say to the person thinking about it?
Yeah.
Like, maybe they're going to make this move or not?
Yes.
I would say to that person, I mean, and maybe it sounds cliche, but if it's a money thing, you know, think long term, because really the impact now that I'm seeing and doing to kind of reestablish patterns, but also my health, I mean, getting out the toxins, knowing the different factors to everything, had I known before, my cost may have been a little down, if that's fair to say.
Yeah.
But also just for your mental health, I think when you're in a better space with health, like all of these things health-wise are the foundation for so many other factors in your life. Your relationships, work is a big one for me. Social activities, it's just all gotten to be easier. And so I saw it as an investment really for my life. And that's not something you can even put a price on.
Yeah. But it's easy to say that on the other side, but I promise if you dip your toe in, like, and you realize like, oh wow, there's like such a better option on the other side, it really is worth it.
Yeah. And sometimes I think that's the scary part, because you don't know the other side.
You don't.
Kind of, you're hoping for something, right? You see a glimpse of a vision, but you don't know the outcome. And so that leap of faith into that journey, and even the discipline to carry forward when you don't know the outcome, is part of the journey, is the toughest part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Well, thank you for popping on. For anybody who wants to see at like what level, like Julie has worked with me one-on-one. But if you want to see what would be a good fit for you in terms of your health journey. Like, what do I need? Like, I want to talk about my symptoms and where you want to be. I highly recommend just booking a free consult call. And you'll actually be able to talk to some of my past clients so you can see another side of the story. So if you just go to bit.ly/HRP free call, I think that's what it is. I should confirm that. Nah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
That's it.
All right. Thank you so much for hopping on.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram at Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.